WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A soggy weekend for the Brazos Valley. The official rainfall total since Friday recorded at Easterwood Airport was 7.7 inches. Two occupants of a College Station apartment complex were rescued from a second-floor window during a fire yesterday morning. Investigators have not determined the cause of the fire at the Briarwood Apartments on Harvey Road. There was fire damage to one unit and smoke in the remaining 15 units. A ladder truck was used to get those who were not able to use a stairway that filled with smoke. Blinn College's new district president has filled another vacancy on her leadership team. Like Dr. Mary Hensley, Blinn's first executive vice president and general counsel comes from Austin. Mel Waxler spent 16 years in the Austin School District. Dr. Hensley came to Blinn 4 months ago from Austin Community College. Still to be filled on a permanent basis is the executive director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses position, who will report to Mr. Waxler. That's a position that used to report to Hensley, yet to be filled is Blinn's vice president of instruction. The state's chief financial officer paid a visit to the Twin Cities. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar threw out a lot of numbers during his appearance at the Chamber of Commerce. In addition to economic figures, Hagar promoted going to the unclaimed property website, claimittexas.org.
It's amazing that the people of Brazos County alone, there's $12 million worth of unclaimed property sitting in the state treasury waiting for someone to claim it.
That includes someone leaving a gold bar in a safety deposit box in Brazos County.
You know how much that gold bar is valued at? $250,000. Who would forget a $250,000 gold bar?
You can hear his entire presentation online at WTAW.com. College Station police report a road rage incident during the noon hour Friday on the freeway. What exactly happened wasn't revealed, but CSPD had the help of a private citizen who followed a pickup until it was pulled over. 30-year-old Cameron Henderson of Bryan is accused of pointing a gun at a 64-year-old woman. Officers found two firearms in Henderson's truck, which was stopped on Greens Prairie Road West between Arrington and Forest Ridge Elementary School. As early voting continues for next week's city school election, there are three candidates wanting the Bryan City Council's at-large seat. At a recent Chamber of Commerce forum, all were asked about Bryan's biggest problems. Buffy Simank says there are several challenges, including an aging infrastructure.
Transportation and planning needs to be addressed. Improving the Texas Avenue corridor, that includes, you know, transportation and for better and growth of businesses, and creating an educated workforce, including, you know, working with Blinn and A&M and private sectors.
A list from Kevin Davenport included infrastructure and more businesses and jobs.
I believe also that we have a problem when it comes to government speaking out to the people, letting know that they are there for the people, helping the people, listening to the people. We shouldn't take so long to get so much done, and there's so much left to do.
Ethan Brisby says the elephant in the room is poverty.
We've talked quite a bit about downtown, and downtown looks very good. But when you talk about reurbanization, the process of people moving back into the city center, let's look at the communities that are within 1 mile of downtown. That's the elephant in the room. How do we fix that?
The podcast of the Chamber Candidates Forum is on our website at WTAW.com. On Friday, College Station police, on their way to investigate the burglary of a building in the Foxfire subdivision, wound up making an arrest. Officers on their way to see the victim encountered what they considered to be a suspicious person in the area of Sandstone Park. What made the man suspicious was not revealed, but officers discovered the man was in possession of some of the stolen items from the burglary. 26-year-old Travis Norton of San Antonio was arrested for the burglary and for failing to identify himself. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. Another look at local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Good morning. It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds will gradually pull out today as low pressure slowly moves away from the region. There will be some sunshine developing later today. It'll be breezy near 70. Partly cloudy, the story for the overnight, lows near 55. Tomorrow, partial sun, high 75 to 80. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny and warmer for Wednesday, highs 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you happen to be in the mood to tie one on this coming weekend.
Depends on how the Aggies do.
And you can't bear the thought of that painful, aching head the next day. Well, lucky you. The good folks at Vitamin Vodka have you covered. People Magazine reports the Australian liquor is infused with vitamins to refresh and revitalize, and it can prevent that dreaded hangover. Hope you have your passport handy. Product only available in Europe. Costs $1,600 a bottle. $1,600
wow.
a bottle. Why don't you just take the vitamins ahead of time? Seems like you'd be able to save some money there. Not sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay.
Now, Patrick, did you come up with Shower Thoughts music?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Let me pull that up right here.
Some Shower Thoughts.
Hey, okay. Some Shower Thought music for you. Oh, there we go.
Oh, there it is. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's delightful.
That is outstanding.
Oh, man.
That's what I shower to. So
I wish I could listen to a radio station that plays that all day long. You talk about chilling.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, oh, that's the gal from Ipanema.
Ipanema. That's exactly what it is.
All right, here we go, Shower Thoughts. You know you're an adult when your house makes noises and you're scared it's an expensive repair rather than a monster. Yeah. I don't get why people are upset that we haven't invented hoverboards by 2015 when, according to the very same movie, we haven't had a time machine since back in 1985. How did that happen? We're getting a new Steve Jobs movie. Really, we're getting one every year because, well, the studios know that Apple fans are willing to buy almost the same product every 2 years anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Babysitting is a way for teenagers to feel like adults while adults go out to feel like teenagers.
Teenagers.
Yeah. And the fact that Google auto-completes all my questions is an affirmation that I'm really not that original. There you go. There are your Shower Thoughts. Yeah, we're just part of the group. That's it. Sometimes we do, though, just need to chill. Here are some proven ways to de-stress quickly when you feel like you're going to lose it. Smell the coffee. Our sense of smell is 10,000 times more powerful than any other scents in our body. And sniffing coffee, or citrus fruit, actually, helps you de-stress while creating balance between your nervous system, brain chemistry, and hormones. So what, do you carry a Ziploc baggie full of coffee in your pocket? Is that how that works?
Depends on how wound up you get.
Yeah, so. Eat honey. Researchers in New Zealand confirmed the long-held belief that among its many healing properties, honey reduces anxiety and does calm the mind. Have a big, strong emotional release. It can be a laugh. It can be a cry. Whatever it happens to be. Both stimulate the vagus, not Las Vegas, nerve, reducing the levels of cortisol.
Because that wouldn't make you look like a freak at work at all.
No. Just sit in the corner and cry. Run cold water over your wrists. By dripping cool water on the pressure points on your wrist and splashing it behind your ears, you cool the arteries right under the skin, taking the heat down a notch and calming your entire body. And finally, listening to birds, either real or recorded. The sound of birds in the wild can have a restorative effect on you, too.
Or, you know, you could. People say that listening to the 1972 song I Can See Clearly Now has an instant stress reduction. You ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either. But again, if it works, then that's fine.
Yeah.
It'll just, it works. So a guy in China mistook the super glue for the eardrops. 45-year-old Song Wan, still in his pajamas when he ran into the emergency room, complained to doctors that he had been suffering from a painful ear infection, so tried to apply the eardrops, grabbed the... Why is the super glue been near there, you know, and squirted it in his left ear? Doctors sent him home, telling him to leave the glue in his ear for a week. Once the glue hardened, medics were able to peel it out, and they're still seeing if his hearing could return to normal. It hasn't so far.
Now he's got all manner of songs stuck in his head.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Say that again.
Wow.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, sorry. Thank you so much. Another reason to eat your fish and veggies, the ever-popular Mediterranean diet, may help relieve brain atrophy. The newly published report in Neurology has found that people who follow the diet have a lower risk of cognitive impairment and dementia. ABC News says they also tend to have less brain atrophy than other people. Yeah, because if you can shake your head and your brain rattles, yeah, you got a problem there. Oh, look, it's another food from Taco Bell.
Oh.
Croissant tacos.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Brand Eating reports the chain sees them as a follow-up to your waffle taco and your biscuit taco. The breakfast sandwich filled with eggs or combinations of sausage, bacon, and eggs. So far, they're only experimenting in Ohio, but they expect it could be rolled out.
And not Abilene?
Nationwide, no. That's just McDonald's. A croissant is a croissant. I mean, have you even seen now that one of the shopatoriums has glazed croissants?
No, stop it.
I mean, aside from that, probably just stopping your heart instantly. Ugh. I mean, it can't... the croissant, you're supposed to be able to taste the pastry, right?
Yeah,
I think
the
so.
The butteriness of is what it's all about. So, to be able to...
It is made better with bacon.
Yes. A bacon croissant?
Yeah, bacon in a croissant.
Oh, okay.
Good bacon stuff. Breakfast sandwich.
But again, it's bacon, right?
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk about things going on in the world of the Brazos Valley Arts. And Chris Dyer, CEO, is here. How are you today? You brought a guest today.
I did. Speaking of art and artists, we talked, I guess, a couple weeks ago about our artist in residency program in Navasota down at the Horlock House. And we were waiting on one of our artists to get here, and it was by no fault of his own. We have Scotty Gorham here with us today. And he is really quite different from most artists that we've had. He's an installation artist. He does all sorts of cool stuff, but he works with neon.
Oh, fun.
But I'll let him talk about that because I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, Scotty, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. Thanks for being here. So tell us a little bit about you prior to coming to Navasota.
Prior to coming to Navasota, I was in graduate school, and then I taught actually at San Jose University for 2 years. I taught 3D design, and I taught a professional practices art class, and I made art.
What does that mean, professional?
What does that mean, professional practices? It was called Art One.
Okay.
So it kind of means anything. It's resumes, learning how to apply to calls for art, learning how to apply to residencies.
Okay, so you must have done stuff before you did neon. What kind of media did you work in before that?
Concrete.
Oh, well, there you are. Okay.
I love material.
Okay.
So I did a lot of casting. I did a lot of concrete casting. The reason that I like neon, I used mostly pure neon, pure argon. So just the gas lit up by the electricity, which is red and blue. So if you see red and blue signs, those are pure gas. When you see colors, those are colored glass.
Okay.
So I've moved away from color.
Okay.
So concrete, neon, those are the same thing to me.
So
when you
that makes sense.
How do you design a neon piece of art? It's a fascinating medium. So how do you design that?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting to say I'm not a fabricator, okay. So I don't make neon. I work with a neon guy.
Okay,
and I work with a sign maker. So I work with a sign maker because a sign maker has a different type of precision than an artist. You'll notice an artist's neon are organic, I guess is the word an artist would use, or sloppy. But a sign maker is always the same. How do I design it? I look around. I see the things that I like. I pull from signs. My work has a lot to do with signage and the legacy of signage, the legacy of neon signage.
Okay, so now what you do is you come up with the design, then this person makes the tubing that follows your design, and then
Kevin Chong, yeah,
okay,
it's my guy.
All
so.
Right. So now, if you're only dealing with pure gases, you're only dealing with those two colors,
right now.
Okay,
yeah.
So does that limit you, or how does it?
I do use other colors.
Okay.
I just have a personal preference, but other people like other colors. So when other people want other colors, like for people's houses, purple. I particularly like an azure color, which I will be doing here, which is a really awesome blue.
So where would they see your work? Because, I mean, if it's a gallery, then they're hanging pictures on a wall. How do you display your work?
If it's a gallery, I would usually do, they wouldn't hang pictures. I would do an installation, a site-specific installation.
Okay.
And I would drill right into the walls. But at the Horlock House, I'll probably be showing pictures. I do actually show a lot of work online.
What kind of timeline does it take from the point that you begin to craft this to when you have a finished product?
If I already have the neon pieces, it can take several months.
If they want to see some of your art, what do they do?
They come to the Horlock House.
Okay, but now you've also got another way they can follow you on the web?
Oh, yeah. So my name, Scotty Gorham, Scotty Gorham.
Mm-hmm.
That's my Instagram handle, Facebook handle. I post almost daily on Instagram. My webpage is my name, so www.scottygorham.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep that really up to date as well.
All right. So. We'll look forward to that. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, what else we got going on?
Well, we always recommend people go to our website, acbv.org. We have a lot of installations going on around town. Getting ready for Halloween, had a successful celebrating the arts events. But go to our website, check it out. A lot of artists doing great things in our community.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for the time. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity. Honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. EU regulators will actively pursue Google parent Alphabet on multiple fronts, ranging from its contracts with advertisers to its Android mobile operating system. It's a clearer sign yet that the U.S. search giant is likely to face fresh competition charges in Brussels. USAA, one of the nation's largest issuers of debit cards and credit cards, is switching its portfolio to Visa, marking a blow for MasterCard, which processed USAA transactions on its network for roughly 30 years. BlueScope Steel has agreed to buy Cargill's stake in their U.S. joint venture and says it's decided to keep making steel at its Port Kembla operation in Australia following a deal with unions and tax breaks from the state government. Crude oil trading up 9 cents at $44.69 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower this morning after stocks posted strong gains on Friday. For the week last week, the Dow Industrials added 430 points. And that's Your Money Now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nicomachean ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Boy, you just keep reading more and more about fellas having prostate problems these days. It's an insidious disease, that's for sure, and it affects way too many men. But you know, it doesn't have to be you. Having good prostate health is one of the surest ways to prevent problems. Keeping the prostate its normal size does a number of things, like, well, it keeps you from having to go to the bathroom as much, lets you sleep longer and more soundly because you don't have to go as often. And good prostate health is one of the best deterrents from cancer. And that's exactly why ProstaMin was developed by the Activate Company. ProstaMin really promotes good prostate health. And you can try it risk-free. That's right, risk-free. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. Now, you can find out more at myactivate.com, or you can call them at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. That's myactivate.com or 800-465-4411. It was midway through the second half of the game when it happened. At this point, West Coast Christian was leading Santa Cruz by 15 points. The two schools were engaged in their annual rivalry on the basketball court, and the fans were, of course, just going crazy in the stands. But as I said, halfway through the second half, West Coast, well, they got into serious trouble. One of their players was fouled out of the game, and when the fourth player fouled out, the coach knew they were in serious trouble. West Coast was the visitor, and because of some injuries and illness and a couple of other reasons, they had only suited up eight players, and now four of them were gone, out by foul trouble. They had a 15-point lead, but the question was, without its starters, could West Coast hold on? Well, Santa Cruz put on a charge, but West Coast fought back and held on to its lead. But again, and again, the referee's whistle blew, and one by one, more of the West Coast players were being eliminated from the game. With 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game, the whistle blew again, and player number 7 from the West Coast team was eliminated. Only one man from the West Coast school was left on the court, Mike Lockhart, a 6-foot-1-inch guard. Young Lockhart said, "I was really scared. I had no one to pass to, and I had 4 fouls myself." He ran back and forth and dribbled and dribbled and dribbled. Time was running out, even for Santa Cruz. Completely frustrated by his constant dribbling and no shooting, they started making mad grabs for the ball, which only caused them to foul, giving Mike an opportunity to free throw. And he made all of his free throw shots. According to the newspaper sports reporters that were there, it was unbelievable to watch. Santa Cruz scored 10 points against Mike, but that wasn't enough. Nope, the final score of 75-67 went down in the history books. And one other thing went down in the history books that night, too. It's a little-known fact that it's the only time in the recorded history of the sport that in 1992, a game between West Coast Christian and Santa Cruz, a team of 5 players took on a team of 1 player and still lost the game. Congratulations, Mike. That must have been something to see.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean. But only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Howdy, Ags. Come by the Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery, featuring the best wines in Texas. Thursday nights are Aggie nights. Stop by and show your Aggie ring or ID. The Wine Bar at Messina Hoff Winery, only 10 minutes from campus. Find us on Facebook or at messinahoff.com.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now, with 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32 horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M will see its record go to 5-2 for the year now after 7 games, 2-2 in SEC competition, after dropping a 23-3 game to Ole Miss at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium in Oxford, Mississippi last Saturday night. Highlight for the Aggies would have been sophomore wide receiver Ricky Seals-Jones, team-high 75 yards on 3 catches in that game. And sophomore free safety Armani Watts had a huge night, becoming the first Texas A&M defender to reach 20 tackles in nearly 20 years. That win, the last to do it, against UCLA in the 98 Cotton Bowl. A&M getting ready now for South Carolina at 11 o'clock this coming Saturday. We broadcast on this station beginning at 10. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Suddenlink is growing like a weed, or at least that's what my mom used to say. Growing because they added the fastest internet capabilities pretty much anywhere in the country. There's like only 8% of the country that's as fast as we are. They've just added a ton of new channels, too. 61 exciting new channels. 31 of them are in HD. You can see live concerts, the Big Ten. They've got Pac-12 HD Network, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries in HD, Fox Sports Plus, and a ton more. So new stuff coming all the time, and your bill doesn't go anywhere. Call 1-877-694-9474 today to get HD TV and 15 meg internet for just $69 a month. Plus, you're going to get access to on demand. Don't wait. Call it right now. 1-877-694-9474 today, or go in and visit suddenlink.com to find out all the stuff they've got. And when you do that, you get the 30-day we promise money-back guarantee, and they've got live, local customer service. Again, that's suddenlink.com.
Well, Kim Komando is not there. What happened to Kim? My goodness. Well, okay. So, with no Kim, we'll move on.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's now 59 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Another administrator from Austin joins the leadership team at Blinn College. Filling the newly created position of Executive Vice President and General Counsel is the Austin School District's Chief of Staff and General Counsel. Mel Waxler's responsibilities include government relations and overseeing 9 departments. Waxler reports to District President Mary Hensley, who started at Blinn 4 months ago after working for the Austin Community College District. Dr. Hensley has one more top position to fill, that of Vice President of Instruction. Among those reporting to Mr. Waxler will be what is now the Executive Director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses, a position that used to report to the District President. The Brazos Valley is part of a 20-county Central Texas region that, according to State Controller Glenn Hagar, generates $43 billion in personal income.
If this region was its own state, that would rank us 44th out of all 50 states.
That's among the numbers Hagar shared during an appearance at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Hagar compared forecasting state revenue estimates to meteorologists predicting where hurricanes might make landfall.
Have you ever seen the hurricane maps where they show them all over the place? And they usually converge into one map when it's about 6 hours off the coast. They're all models. And that's what we use, models.
When asked how much sales tax revenue was generated by illegal immigrants, Hagar says the last study was done more than 10 years ago.
The legislature has given me a lot of responsibilities, and we're going through a reorg of our website, just to give you that example. Through every administration prior to me, for four administrations, everybody's added more stuff to the website and never taken anything away. So we have never done a refresh, and it's about 500,000 pages.
He also pointed out Brazos County continues to generate more sales taxes compared to the year before, which helps balance out declines in areas affected by reduced energy production. An apartment fire in College Station yesterday morning included the rescue of two occupants from a second-story window. There were no injuries to occupants or firefighters from College Station and Bryan, who responded to the Briarwood Apartments located on Harvey across from the mall. There was fire damage to one of the 16 units, with the remaining receiving smoke damage. A ladder truck was used to conduct the rescue after the occupants were unable to use a stairway due to a large amount of smoke. The cause remains under investigation. College Station police found at least $20,000 of illegal drugs in a Bryan storage unit. That led to the arrest of 34-year-old Donald Mims. According to the arrest report, detectives seized almost 1 pound of cocaine packaged for sales, ranging from individuals to wholesale. Also seized were an estimated 900 ecstasy tablets with a street value of almost $5,000, and 194 bags of suspected K2 is being tested to determine its value. Bryan police has arrested a local man for the fourth time this month. 30-year-old Brandon Parnell was seen driving a pickup in the parking lot of a convenience store on North Texas Thursday morning. BPD's drug dog picked up the scent of what turned out to be a bag of crack cocaine. It's the third time this month Parnell was arrested for having crack. He was also arrested for being under the influence of PCP in a crash which injured another person, then being combative while he was in the hospital. College Station police made two arrests this week from the assault of a convenience store clerk in August. 17-year-old Marque Galicia and 19-year-old Chatos Kims are accused of being part of several men involved in a confrontation with employees of the Exxon at Harvey and the Freeway over a burglary that took place at the store. According to the arrest report, one of the employees received hospital treatment for a concussion after he was put in a headlock and was struck on the neck and the side of his head. A Bryan man convicted of a murder in 1989 is returning to prison. 47-year-old Robert Workman Jr. was convicted of repeatedly violating a protection order against a woman he injured multiple times over a four-day period last March. Workman, who's been in jail since April of last year, was sentenced to 38 years. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced state appeals courts have upheld three convictions. That includes a Houston man, Brian Champion, who is serving 60 years after a jury convicted him 2 years ago of an armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank branch on East 29th and Bryan, and the hijacking of the getaway car. Another appeals court upheld the jury conviction and 10-year sentence of Patrick Pitzer, who set fire to a rental house east of Sue Haswell Park more than 4 years ago. And an appeals court upheld a third drunk driving conviction of a Bryan man, Lawrence Pena, who was arrested 3 years ago. Due to Pena's criminal history, he is serving 30 years. There's one local political race that drew interest from three candidates. All three men seeking the Bryan City Council at-large seat participated in the recent Chamber of Commerce forum. They were asked, among other things, about their impressions of the current makeup of the council. Quoting Kevin Davenport, it's gotten nasty on council.
The way that certain things are done, the way certain people listen to, it needs to change. It's a very toxic, nasty cloud on the city council right now, and that's got to change. You can't function like that, and people don't want to listen to you like that. You got to come at them straight and come at them right.
Ethan Brisby referred to his two terms as an intern in the Georgia legislature.
I've been sitting down with all these guys because I know when elected, I'm going to have to work with all of them. I'm not here to be the fourth vote either way, you know. I'm running again, and people, you know, you can't make up these stories in your head about who I may or may not be. This coming out of the horse's mouth. Use the eye test.
Buppy Simang says everybody suffers.
My being on city council, I can be a uniter for the city council, and I feel like that's something I can bring as an independent voice and somebody to bring the city council, and let's all work together, sit in a room, and let's move Bryan forward.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can listen to a podcast of the Chamber Forum. Hurricane Patricia hit the western Mexican coast over the weekend, and according to AP reports, there was little damage and zero deaths. That system, however, affected weather across Texas, including leaving 7.7 inches locally, according to measurements at Easterwood Airport since Friday. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More local news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Looking for a new utility vehicle experience? Now, during our Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a Kubota RTV-X, the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry. They've earned their place by being durable and reliable. Now get a new RTV-X series for zero down and 0% financing for 4 years. And for a limited time, get great customer instant rebates. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you. Ben Hardiman, candidate for Bryan City Council Place 5, has successfully run his own companies in District 5 for 46 years. Ben Hardiman has served twice before on the Bryan City Council and contributed countless hours as a volunteer for the city and nonprofit organizations, including heading up the restoration of the Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
I ask for your support and your vote during early voting starting on October 19th or on Election Day, November 3rd.
Paid for by the Ben Hardiman Campaign. Nancy Hardiman, Treasurer.
For millions of Texans, it's a way of life. Hunting and fishing are part of what makes Texas, Texas. A proud tradition we've cherished for generations. A God-given right we can never take for granted. But because anti-hunting and fishing groups are scheming to infringe on our right, our heritage is at stake. Our economy, too. Nearly 3 million Texans exercise their right to hunt and fish, spending billions of dollars every year. A big boost to our economy. Keep Texas strong and free by voting yes on Proposition 6. Proposition 6 guarantees the right to hunt and fish in our state constitution. Yes on Proposition 6. Vote early if you can. The early voting period has already begun and runs through Friday, October 30th. Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Yes on Proposition 6. Political ad paid for by Texans United for Hunting and Fishing Rights, PAC.
Good morning. It's 8:41. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can go to Wilton's.com. Wilton's offering you furniture, supplies, and so much more. Numbers.
Well, we certainly need a break from rainfall, and we'll get that today. Drier weather will gradually move in. Clouds breezy today. Highs around 70. We will see some sunshine develop as the day goes on. Partly cloudy overnight, 55. For tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear, 55 to 60. We'll have sunny weather and warmer conditions Wednesday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, here's the kind of publicity you don't want. D'Arcy Neal has cerebral palsy. He just finished a five-hour flight from San Francisco to Washington. He was returning from a meeting about disabled accessibility policies. When he arrived back, there was no wheelchair for him at the gate. They told him to wait and they'd get one. Problem was he needed to use the restroom.
Oh, boy.
His disability made it too difficult for him to use the one on the airplane. So he waited more than 15 minutes for the rest of the passengers to disembark and waited for an aisle chair, a narrow specialized wheelchair. And that lasted another 15 minutes, and finally he crawled out of the plane.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So there you are. That'd be United Airlines.
Oof.
They've apologized.
Yeah.
Okay, no kidding. Well, thanks about that. That's really good. Just letting you know. Okay, so this is a little odd. Guy who's a professor, University of Utah, his name is David Carrier. He's a biologist, and he has done some unconventional things to prove theories about evolution. So he's figured out how humans evolved in our ability to throw punches. And he did it by turning cadavers into kind of punching puppets, if you will. His thesis says that the human hand may have partly evolved because of hand-to-hand combat. To test the idea, he attached transducers to bones of cadavers
that were donated to science. He also rigged up the cadavers on platforms with fishing lines and guitar tuners. The researchers used the tuners to manipulate the cadavers into forming fists with their hands, and then swung the whole platform so that the hand would hit a dumbbell. And the dumbbell was rigged to calculate the force of the punch. The result of all this stuff was that the humans can safely strike with 55% more force with a fully closed fist than with an open one. A fist allows for twice the force of an open palm slap before the bones actually begin to break. But you know, open hand is a very, very effective way to fight. I find that interesting.
If you know how.
Right, exactly. How to hit and where to hit makes all the difference. So anyway, a little of that going on. Recreational marijuana use has doubled in a 10-year period. Today comes word that marijuana use has increased and abuse of the drug has decreased. Oh, that's just what they want you to hear. That is just what they want you to hear. So if you can smoke it safely, then that means the bad use of it will go down.
Well, certainly.
I'm not convinced that that's a good thing.
I was going to say, are they calling any use abuse?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what this is. It's the Huffington Post, first of all, makes the report. Says there's been as much as a 15% decline in what is called marijuana use disorder. More Americans favor marijuana legalization than ever before. Yada, yada, woof, woof, whatever. 23 states allow for medical marijuana use. 4 also allow it for a recreational use. Once again, that's fine, but once you get into the car, you need to have a shock collar on. You don't need to be driving. I mean, again, how are we going to decide what is impaired driving if it's marijuana?
Yeah, what's the benchmark there?
And impaired is impaired. I don't care how you got there. Just saying. We'll see. Brain chemistry might undergo changes to help tolerate chronic arthritis pain. Researchers have found that people with arthritis had more opiate receptors in their brains, and that may have increased their ability to withstand the discomfort. The receptors are proteins in the brain that link up with the narcotic painkillers and help reduce the feeling of pain. WebMD says this is the first time brain changes have been found to be associated with increased pain tolerance. So there. They got stupid drug dealers in England, too. They really do.
Good.
Yes, his name is Razwan Hussein. Okay? Police went to his house, and they were looking for his brother. Well, the brother wasn't home, so Razwan told the officers he'd be more than happy to pass their number on when he did see his brother.
Right.
They said thanks. Razwan panicked. After they left, he ran upstairs and started throwing bags of cocaine out the window. Police got back to their cars to find bags of stuff next to their vehicle where he'd thrown them. Yeah. Immediately, the police turned around, headed back up to the front door. Hussein somehow managed to get away from police, but arrested his parents, who also lived at that address. They searched the home, found a drug factory in the basement. The prosecutor said it was a very sophisticated setup in the basement. There are further scales, there are snap bags, there are fabric container bottle, the fabric conditioner bottles concealing large amounts of cash. And, yes, he's still at large, at least for the time being. Police in Pageland, South Carolina, expected to find guns, but not a tractor trailer full. Deputies handled more than 7,000 guns, took them out of one man's home. Most of them believed to have been stolen. They also found ATVs, chainsaws, and various other stolen items. See, that's a little scary. I want people to be able to have guns, but I don't think we need some guy with 7,000 of them. The man living in the home was already arrested on drug charges previously, now faces stolen property charges. See how that works. So, Patrick.
Yes?
Safe passwords. Safe passwords.
Yeah.
You love that?
I do.
All right. How do you get them?
It takes a little bit of work. But I heard the report, and I knew I had actually seen this a week ago.
Okay. That you can get a unique password for $2?
Oh, I don't know about paying for passwords.
No, but a New York City.
I'll give you a unique password right now.
There you go.
For free.
For free. A New York City sixth grader can give you a virtually unhackable password, and the price of this level of security will be just $2. When you place an order for a password, Myra, don't know Myra's last name, rolls a dice five times and writes down each number. Then she looks up the resulting five-digit number in something called the Diceware Dictionary, which contains a numbered list of short words. Each time an order comes in, she rolls physical dice, looks up the words in the printed copy of Diceware word list. She writes by hand the corresponding price word, password string, and puts it on a piece of paper and sends it by snail mail to the customer.
Huh.
So, as long as you don't need one right away.
That's pretty nifty.
It is. Have you ever heard of the Diceware Dictionary?
No.
Okay.
We'll have to look that one up.
You can do that right now.
Nebraska was a wonderful place for Judy and I to live for 3 years, and particularly the somewhat peculiar but proud town of 16,000 called Beatrice, Nebraska. Yeah, 16,000, but it acted bigger than that. They had three new car dealers. They had a super Walmart, four funeral homes. Yeah, it's a town of more than a few senior citizens. I went to church with one of the funeral directors, and when I found out that he was also the chairman of the board of the hospital, well, I asked if that wasn't a conflict of interest. He just smiled and winked. Judy and I always knew that eventually we would come back to Texas, and specifically to the Brazos Valley, where we're so close to so many friends that we made over the nearly 30 years we were here. And just 4 hours, not 16 hours, away from the ferry landing across to Mustang Island, our beloved Port Aransas. And we decided that while we still had good health and the treasured memories, that now was the time to do it. So we did. And as much as we missed the grandkids and their soccer games and peewee football games and the Friday night lights shining over the mighty Beatrice Orangemen, we're so happy to be back. And you have been so welcoming. All it takes is being away from this lower middle left of the Great Lone Star State to understand what a wonderful, friendly, vibrant place we have here. Oh, they're a friendly bunch up there. They love their Huskers as much, if not more, than we love our Aggies. But beyond that, their passions, well, they're right where they're supposed to be. Will the rain stop so that we can get in the fields to plant so that we can harvest before the first frost comes? But back to the point of all this, and it's missing the Brazos Valley. I went to the WTAW or the Eagle or the KBTX website almost every single day without fail to read about what we missed. From southeast Nebraska, I watched the politics, the success stories, the ups and downs. I read about the weddings, the graduations. It was from there that I had to shed my tears and say goodbye to friends like Billy Pickard and Homer Jacobs, Randy Sims, John David Crow, Roger Feldman, and so many of the greatest generation that I call my vets. I watched the West Side and the press box come down on my computer, and I watched the miraculous nine-month redevelopment, as they call it, at Kyle Field. Did you know that the lead story of my very last sportscast on August 17th, 2012, you know what it was? It was that new Aggie football coach Kevin Sumlin was surprising many by naming the redshirt freshman Johnny Manziel as the starting quarterback. Yeah, it's true. I had to call Alan Cannon over at A&M and make sure it was pronounced Manziel, not Manziel. Yes, I watched the whole two-year Johnny football odyssey play out from Lakeshore Drive in Beatrice, Nebraska. I had the honor to speak to the Omaha A&M Club on muster in 2013, and I was able to recall just how vast this Aggie family is. You have more streets now with flowing names in the continued migration towards Navasota and more tall buildings. I still know when to avoid Texas Avenue, and it's great to see the downtown Bryan boom is still booming. You know, in Nebraska and really all around the Midwest, Bryan College Station has established an identity beyond just where Texas A&M is. I tell people it's the largest populated of any area without a direct access to an interstate highway, and I think that's right, isn't it? Well, that's what I've been telling them. So if you ever get down on your Brazos Valley, just leave for 3 years and see how quickly you get back. It's great to be back, really, really it is. For Coldwell Banker, Ag Realtors, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Moving families, the Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Work, shop, cook. Work, shop, cook. It's a routine that just doesn't leave much time for anything else. With the kids out of the house and back to school, invite the cleaning pros at Molly Maid into your home and live like you don't have to clean up afterwards. Call Molly Maid today. We've been taking care of Americans' homes for more than 30 years. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, well, we know the... Okay, have you seen the Star Wars trailer? I mean, do you care? Does it matter?
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
Yes.
It's everywhere. I walked into a someplace, a drugatorium yesterday, and the costumes that they have, and one of them is a Chewbacca costume. So, I mean, yeah, Star Wars would be every place. Chewbacca was arrested Friday while campaigning for Darth Vader. Yeah, in a Ukraine mayoral race. Chewbacca was just a guy in a costume, but the guy running for mayor really did change his name to Darth Vader. Darth lost the election on Sunday with less than 0.5% of the votes. 0.5% of the votes in Iran. Now, do you know where Karl Marx, you know where Karl Marx is buried?
In Lenin's tomb?
No. Karl Marx is buried in London, okay?
Okay.
Now, and the odd thing about it is, to go visit Karl Marx's grave in London, you have to pay $6.
Yes.
Do you find that ironic?
Yes.
One of the fathers of communism, who believes all the things should be shared equally, you got to pay. It's the $6 to get there.
It's the tragedy of the commons.
Is that it? Of course.
Yes.
That's what it is. So... Or should you stand out there and yell protests at them for doing that?
The bourgeoisie.
Oh, no, yeah. You can't protest. They'll kill you.
That's, yeah, they'll do that. Okay, so do you have an auto mechanic you trust? If you do, that's a great thing.
Yes.
A woman called Joseph, Gabe, and Kenneth, who own the Swedish auto shop called Svenskraft in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to tell them she was canceling her appointment because her car was stolen. The three men started to go to lunch the next day. And what do they see in front of them but their customer's stolen Volvo? They called her. She told them it was still missing, and she wasn't driving it. So they followed the woman behind the wheel. She tried to outrun them, speeding through neighborhoods, leading them on a high-speed chase on the highway. The men called police, described where they were going every step of the way. The lady pulled into the parking lot of a Hobby Lobby, where she was arrested.
Dun, dun, dun.
How's that for honest car mechanics?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They were just looking for repeat business.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. So, forget the WWE or the UFC or Jerry Springer's. The next time you want to see some really fashion-crazed Manhattanite swinging, you can do that at Page Six. They said that Hermes last week, they make scarves and stuff, they're really expensive. Last Thursday, they opened the doors and three fights broke out. They're buying high-fashion clothes, okay? It's not like it's Walmart on the day before after Thanksgiving. One blogger waited 8 hours and didn't even get in. Another one said they had to wait longer in line than the Benghazi hearing. Like they would know that. Kanye West's Adidas sneaker has been named Shoe of the Year by Footwear News. Do we know why? I mean, what makes it the shoe of the year?
Who knows?
Sequel
not
to,
my world.
I know. Sequel to Romeo and Juliet is in the works?
What?
Zombies?
What? Wait a minute.
Huh?
How does that work?
Zombies.
Apparently it's not a problem for Shonda Rhimes, who's producing the drama for ABC. Variety reports the series will be about what happened to the Capulets and the Montagues after the fun couple killed themselves in the tomb. If you want to read ahead, you can probably do that. It's based on Still Star-Crossed. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. You can't really do you can't do a sequel to that. Oh, so yeah, we have time. Michael Jackson's estate still owns half of Sony ATV, which is the biggest publisher in the world. Well, Sony owns the other 50%. Sony wants to buy the whole thing.
Okay.
Now, understand that Michael Jackson's estate last year made $100 million off this catalog.
Wow.
Mostly because it includes all the Beatles songs written by Lennon and McCartney. Sony ATV has been valued at $2.5 billion. So they're trying to get this settled. Actually, it comes up for grabs again in 2018, and by then Paul McCartney may have enough money to go for it all.
Right.
But, I mean, that's pretty serious geeds right there. Just saying. All right. And George Clooney's going to maybe make another movie for the Coen brothers. Yes!
Awesome.
More tomorrow. WPA.